Call the meeting to order. This is the Winchester Town Board meeting of May 31, 2022. Welcome to everyone. Let's begin with a pledge of allegiance. We'll ask Dorothy to lead us in that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You passed your ACE your civics test.
Yes.
Roll call now. My name is Bob Mikes. To my right is...
John Delabos.
And Dorothy Gold.
And on the phone is Judy Siegel. Is she there? Okay. Staff introductions to my left.
Victoria Bonner, Secretary.
And Steve Jamara, Clark County Conference Planning Department.
All right. Thank you. Done that. I'd like everyone to please turn off all or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices.
Yeah, just did that.
And please take all private conversation out of this room. Okay. Public comment. There will be a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be offered the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public...
Please leave your message for...
Hang that up. Councilman, listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to speaker's podium, if applicable, we don't have one, and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. All right, I'm asking for approval of the minutes of the meeting on May the 10th.
I have an issue with the minutes.
You have an issue with
it? Yes, I have an issue with the minutes. Why? I have an issue with the minutes.
Well, what is it?
Okay. I believe at the meeting, based upon the board members present and excused, we had three present. They were Judith, myself, and Dorothy. Now, the last item, which was festival ground owner, last and only item actually, was approved with staff conditions by a vote of 4-0. Now, unless we had a little invisible angel, we couldn't have four.
Thank you. Secretary
will make
noting
correct. Thank you so much.
You just amend that.
Yes, just amend it.
Other than that, all in favor of approving the minutes of the last meeting, say aye.
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 Aye. All right, and we need approval of the agenda for today's date, May 31. Anyone wish to?
I move to approve.
Move to approve.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Right. Thank you. Are there any informational items from the ladies?
No informational items, sir.
Oh, thank you. All right, let's move into planning and zoning. The first item is WS22-0257-McEnemy, Ron and Judith A., 2000 Living Trust et al., and waiver of development standards to allow roof signs design review for existing and proposed roof signs in conjunction with an existing commercial building within a commercial complex on 1.1 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in the Midtown Maryland Parkway Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Karen Avenue, 280 feet east of State Street within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, what would you like us to know about this?
Well, this signage is to help.
Do you mind saying your name and address for the record? And if you can go up there, for that. Thank you.
You get to be the center of attention.
How would you like to stand?
Anywhere in front is
fine.
Is fine. That's good.
My name is Cody Crew. Last name is C-R-U-E-A. I'm the sign manufacturer and representing Bradley Glines for Light Nights. We are the sign manufacturer that builds the signs up to code, and we have employed Bradley Glines for Light Nights to install the signage. Who's not here presently? But as for the signage, it is as follows. The New Orleans Square, Art, Culture, Shops, and Gaming. This is to help beautify the area, to be able to give a little direction and insight to the location. And also throw on the existing signage that was originally there, a box sign that is mounted by some L brackets, it looks like. I know that I've had my my employees go over there to take a good look at it, make sure that it's all up to code, up to standard, all looks beautiful.
Okay. Is that it?
Seems to be it.
Does anyone in the audience have anything to say about this item?
I'm the building owner. Okay. Chelsea Kelly, of 900 Karen Avenue, the building you were referring to. I am now one of the trustees as my father has passed.
All right.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Anyone on the board have any questions or comments?
Yes, Dorothy Gold. Is that the signage going to be seen both on Karen Avenue and then out into, I'm remembering, Commercial Center and out that way? If it's New Orleans Square is right on Karen, is that correct? Faces out Karen and then into Commercial Center?
Let me look at the elevation.
So it's going to be facing inside Commercial Center. It's going to be facing the north,
okay.
Not facing the Karen, which is our back end,
okay.
Which is the south.
Right.
So it's going to be more when people are entering into Commercial Center from Sahara, they'll be able to see where we are in regards to all the culture and the art shops that we have available to the public.
Right. Because the other way faces into the condos on Las Vegas Country Club.
We didn't want to do that today.
Right.
That was nice of you.
John, you have a question?
Yeah, I have a couple. First of all, this is sort of just an informational question, so this might be a county question rather than a applicant question. On the surrounding land use, it talks about the north, the south, the east, and the west. The west is entertainment mixed use. Now, is that supposed to be funny? Because there are an awful lot of, ladies looking for opportunities that walk down Karen.
Ladies of the
night. Yeah, or the early morning if they don't get an opportunity. I've seen that too.
Yeah.
Is that the mixed use entertainment we're talking about? Because all I can think of, there's apartments all the
it's
way.
It's just the new land use category of the new adopted master plan.
Oh.
That's what that is. It replaced, I think.
It's just like.
I can't remember the old one on top of my head. Do you remember the old one?
I don't, but most of those multifamily residential have been rezoned, so they are technically no longer multifamily residential.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thought maybe that was the tip of the hat to the ladies who walk Karen.
No, that was just for us, it was more of the entertainment style because we have some of the galleries that have entertainment aspects. We have the bar, Square Bar, that's a new tenant.
That just opened and it has very good comments on Facebook.
Thank you. It's also my bar.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh my gosh, yeah. what's her name? Mara Deadford Spriggs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know her. She had very good review of your place. She said the food was like surprisingly good. I didn't know what she was expecting, but maybe not much. You know, some of the places that used to be in there, in that same store were not. The food was not like anything to talk about.
It's amazing. Our chef's wonderful at it, and the entertainment aspect is we have nightly entertainment of singers, piano, electric guitar, guitarists singing as well, and then we're going to be adding on karaoke.
How?
Square bar.
Yeah, it used to, way back in the day it was Piero's. Way back in the day.
And then State? Was it State Street?
On Karen. It was Piero's.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
State Street was a different restaurant.
Right.
It has a lot of art
Johnny
in it.
Russo.
But it's inside commercial.
Yeah, Johnny Russo, exactly.
Yeah.
John, I did not.
No, not yet. Not even close. Go ahead, take a break.
I'm so sorry. Do you have any more questions?
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, yes. Loads.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that was a county question. But you know how the county question goes. They just go off left or right or whatever. Okay, my next question has to do with the existing sign as opposed to the new sign. Not really as opposed to, but in contrast with, I guess it'd be appropriate. I seem to get the impression from reading the application, and I could be wrong, it just could be the way some of it might have been worded, that an existing sign that's there wasn't permitted to begin with. Is that true?
I'm not sure as that sign was on our building before we even purchased it.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure.
Because I got the impression from reading the explanation that the sign from 75 wasn't permitted, and they may not have even had to permit those signs in 75. I don't even know.
What do you have,
Gus? All I had on the signage was that it was grandfathered in.
Which wouldn't tell you whether it's permitted or not, but a lot of times things that are grandfathered in are grandfathered in for a reason.
And there's no standing code for a violation related to the sign.
That's nothing
on the property.
No, that's...
And usually we would know that if there was. So.
That's sort of what I thought. So, okay, that answers that question. Are you now applying for... does your permit going to include the old sign and the new sign?
Yes, it will.
Very good. Thank you.
Get on that.
Well, because, you know, otherwise the next person that has anything to do is going to go through the same thing you're going through. And if they're all on record, it's way better.
Exactly.
I'm done. Thank you.
Judy.
Hi.
Do you have any comments on this item?
No, I don't.
What did she say?
No, she doesn't have
comments. She does not have comments.
Okay. I also have no comments.
I do.
I know where it is.
Dorothy Gold has a comment.
I have a comment.
You have a comment now?
I do.
Yeah, you had your turn.
the wheels of my brain.
All right, go ahead.
Do live in the area, and I have driven on Karen and seen the entertainers walking down Karen.
See? You see what I saw?
Daytime, nighttime, anytime.
Well, that's
but
true.
I'm curious as far as maintenance of that area. I only drive Karen going up to Paradise and whatever. I have seen such enormous amounts of debris. There is a large trash container right by the violin store, right at the corner. And it seems as though people are into it and going through whatever. But is that your property where you have to have, and do you have regular maintenance there? Because every time I drive there, it's pretty disgusting.
With the winds that were happening, so what we're going to be doing next is we're going to actually be looking to building a cement wall to help block some of the winds, because with the homeless and everybody going into our trash, it takes the trash and it just blows on the
ground. Yeah.
And then we're constantly cleaning up. So we're eventually going to be looking at putting a brick wall to help block it a little bit.
Why do you have the large trash container
there? We don't have a spot on the inside of Commercial Center.
Because it's so accessible to anybody who walks down the sidewalk.
And it's also accessible to the garbage truck. That's another reason they have to make, they can't just hide it somewhere, which is...
We had a spot where we thought we could put it, but we'd have to re-level out the ground and everything, but we were told we couldn't do that just because it's technically a sidewalk as well. Oh. They were having an issue with changing it. It would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, that would have probably been cheaper than building a wall, too. Yeah, duh. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are both board members really done now?
Yes, Robert.
So far.
Thank you.
Tisk, tisk.
I have no questions or comments on this at all. I read carefully. I drove over there and took a look. And at this point, I would like to move to approve this item with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I live over Turnberry. It's nice to in that area all the time. It's nice to see people doing.
If you want to come by the bar, just let me know.
I will do that. I would like to see it. Yeah, I'm really interested.
It's great.
Meredith. Meredith. That's Meredith Dareford Springs. That's her name. She posted very glowing reviews about Square Bar.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you should get to be complimented when it's good.
Mm-hmm. Our next item is UC-22-0267 Westwind LLC for a use permit for a temporary construction storage design review for temporary construction storage yard on 34.6 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone. Generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Wilbur Clark DI Road within Winchester. The applicant present.
Yes. Good evening. Jennifer Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. This is the location of the property. It's the former Frontier site, which is vacant now and has been for quite some time. Madison Square Garden, or the Sphere, has been using it for temporary construction staging while they complete the Sphere. It was a little bit, I think, of one of those situations where we all thought somebody had the permit, and it turns out nobody had the use permit to have the temporary stage lot there. So we're coming in to correct that, officially get the use permit so we can finish the project. There is an error in your staff report. It says until June 22nd of 2022. That should be June 22nd of 2023.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about
that. Otherwise, we only get about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because you guys are going to be really done quickly.
Yes, no. We need another year. Hopefully, we'll be done a little before that, but we think a year to be safe.
Okay.
Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to make a comment on this? No, then let's move to the board. Dorothy, you have anything you want to say? I got to find out first.
No. No, I haven't.
John?
Oh, of course. What a question. Jennifer, I got just a couple of questions that I have to... And you may have cleared up my first question. I was at the Capitol Grill the other night at a business dinner. And we had taken the private room that's immediately behind the podium, which has a wonderful view north and east of the Strip.
Yes.
And there were people just doing all kinds of construction material things there. It was about 5:30. It was about 6:30 in the evening. It was, you know. And I'm thinking, huh, I wasn't aware that this site was, like, up and running for anything. And now you just cleared that up because you were up and running, but you didn't have a permit. Okay.
I think both sides thought they got it, and neither side had gotten it.
Okay, that answered that question, because I was looking over there, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. I wonder why that is. Now, the other thing I have a question on is, let me find it here. Give me just a second. Or that may have been the only question I had, actually. You know, it is. I'm done. Thank you, dear.
That's it. Judy?
I don't have any questions.
All right. I have no questions either. I don't see anything negative about what you want to do, and I'm all in favor of it. Move to approve with staff conditions.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Only all the town board agendas can be like this. I'd always go last.
There you go.
22
see?
22 minutes later, and we're done. Two items.
Yeah. Well, we're not Enterprise.
I'm definitely not Spring Valley.
Exactly. And we're definitely not Spring Valley, and also Spring Valley.
Enterprise is not bad. They move. They go.
Well, but unfortunately, because there's such a high area of development, their agenda has got like 35 items on it.
I have to go tomorrow, and I have 18 items.
There you go. That's what. And that's not even heavy.
No, I've been there when I had like 30 something.
35.
Well, I always think it's interesting when I have to come here for an item, and the same item is at Paradise, which is, you know, it's, granted, thank God it's at 7, but it's this exact same item is over at Paradise.
I don't know why they don't merge the two.
Or give one to one and not the other, but...
Is there any other general business for tonight?
No general business.
Okay. comments by the general public. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Anybody in the general public want to make a comment?
We have one general public.
All right. Our next meeting date is June 14, 2022, same place, same time. You with me, Judy?
I'm with you.
Okay. I move to adjourn.